This is not lip service. Morgan & Morgan is a personal injury law firm that fights for the people, not the powerful. They've recovered billions of dollars for clients, and it's free to hire them, unless you win. If you've been injured, visit forthepeople.com/Angela for a free case review. Lip service.
What up, Detroit?
What up, dog?
Yes.
My name is Kirby Gwynn, a night host at 97.9 WJLV. What's up?
Chris Carson in the building, 97.9 WJLB Detroit, what's up?
It's your girl Arielle holding you down, 97.9 WJLB, with your girl Angela Yee from the Breakfast Club. Can we get some love? How y'all feeling out there tonight? Y'all ready to get this show going?
All right, y'all ready for the ladies of lip service tonight?
Y'all ready? Hold on, I need y'all to say that again. Are y'all ready for the ladies of lip service tonight?
Now, hold on.
So we got Angela Yee in the building.
Now, hold on. Y'all not getting off the stage so easily.
We was just going to bring you out and defile.
Because before y'all get out of here, I got to ask y'all a couple of lightning round questions. You don't mind that, right?
My auntie here, so be nice.
trust me, your auntie already know. I seen you in yoga yesterday. I seen them positions.
Okay.
All right, so the way this works is, we're going to answer these questions, starting with you, Kirby, and you're going to go down the line, and y'all got to answer it quick, all right?
Okay.
Quick.
All right.
You first. Good. I got some.
All right. Name something all women from Detroit do.
Oh, get their nails done. Period, fool.
Smoke weed.
Hey!
We shop.
All right. Now you got to answer this. Guys from the east side or the west side?
Oh!
East side.
West side cool too. They be real cute though.
They be real cute.
Different side, different season.
Again, I'll be on the east side tonight.
East side get that money.
Hello.
Exactly.
All right. Calm. Ladies in the audience, east side or west side?
See, they said east side.
You hear that, east side?
Is it because they get that back?
They take care
of
the east side.
They get that back.
How many of y'all say west side?
Shout out to everybody from the west side.
How many of y'all say east side?
Woo!
Hey!
Well, there you have it. All right, next question. Beard or no beard?
Oh, beard, honey. Beard, baby.
No beard.
No beard.
Dang.
I like a baby face.
I mean, I don't mind.
My
but,
God.
You know.
A beard with some Shea Moisture products?
Don't I don't have
me.
To have it.
Ladies in the audience, beard?
Yeah.
No beard. Okay, so y'all like guys with beards on the east side. All right. All right, name a celebrity who looks like they have great sex.
Sada baby.
Okay, Kirby. Okay.
The game.
She been looking at them print pictures. All right.
Fine nigga Friday.
Okay, Ghost. I'm with Ghost.
That's not even a real person.
Omari.
All right, now, name a fantasy that you haven't acted out yet.
Threesome.
Okay, that's a fantasy, though, so you down.
Hey, I mean, you got to be at
okay,
one point.
Okay, Chris.
I haven't done it, but I'm open with okay. my
All
man.
All right,
any I'm activity, mad at you.
Any activity outside on the freeway, 75.
That's very,
75.
That's very specific.
On 75.
She on the lodge with it.
Northbound. On the lodge with it. Okay, my fantasy is definitely outside in a car. It's a specific car, but I'm not going to get into all those details.
What type of car?
A deuce and a quarter.
It's a police car.
A police car?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little different. I'm not being arrested or nothing, but yeah.
All right. Somebody like the police up here.
Yeah. They good with me.
Well, I want to thank y'all for bringing us out because, you know, these are my sisters in radio and I appreciate y'all and JLB for helping put this together for us also. And you guys for coming out and showing so much love. So
Thank you so much.
We are honored to be here tonight.
Thank you for kicking it off and we're going to bring out the ladies of lip service next. Thank y'all.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
So now coming to the stage, L'Oreal. Stephanie Santiago. T.G. McGuire.
What up, though, Detroit? Who's drunk? Make some noise. Yeah!
Listen, we started a little late, so you know, we was back there having some drinks, but let me tell you something.
I could use another one. Thanks, Gigi.
You know, Gigi's the one that be making all the drinks. So y'all excited for the lineup we have for you guys tonight?
Yeah. All right. We're sold out, by the way. Let's make some noise for the fact that
Detroit be representing.
The D is sold out because you know we love the D.
I mean, love the D.
How you know?
He said, I listen. I mean, we ride for the D.
Mm.
On the D?
Whoa.
Or for the D?
Nasty.
How many of y'all love the D out here?
See, that was a trick question because I see some guys like...
Wait, should I? It's all how you interpret it. And we're going to set it off with somebody who I think is hilarious, and I know y'all do too. So hopefully he's standing here because I can't see him. But we're going to set it off with comic J. Will. I know y'all saw, and I was talking about him on The Breakfast Club when he tried to use that Beijing. How many of y'all had tried that? Y'all lying.
They're not going to admit that.
Some of y'all got that on right now, okay? How many of you guys would actually get a hair transplant if you could? One person said
you
yes. You got a hairline.
So when your shit start peeling back, what's going to happen?
Ladies, do y'all mind if a guy does like a Beijing or... You know, DJ Envy got the hair plugs. Y'all mind that?
That's not true. It is? I thought it was a joke, right?
I don't know.
What about extensions for women? That's kind of like hair plugs.
No, it's an accessory for us.
I wear a weave too, so I'm just asking.
Yeah, it's a protective style. Thank you. Men can't have protective styles.
All right.
All right, J. Will, you over there? I can't see because it's dark on that side.
He's over there.
All right. Is he gonna come out or? J. Will!
He needs some music.
Why your shirt say, I am not crying?
I don't know. That's how they made it.
Damn, my hair all tough.
You better not get up here and cry.
No, I ain't about to cry.
Okay.
I'm happy to be here.
Have you guys ever cried by accident? Like maybe it was cold and your eyes got all watery?
Cried by accident.
You are so shady. What is wrong with you?
No.
Most fat niggas do that. I ain't gonna lie. Fat niggas cry a lot. When that wind hit they shit, that bitch, them niggas get to crying.
Have you ever cried during like an argument just to try to get some sympathy?
Look, okay, I ain't gonna lie. I was about to, and when I was about to, it made me realize all the times that bitches cried to me. They was faking too.
Listen, yes, because I could cry.
I've been believing that shit the whole time. Like, ooh, this is so sincere, this bitch crying. And then I was like, I can cry too if I want to. So I don't believe the shit no more.
Does it make you feel bad when a woman cries in front of you?
It does. I ain't gonna lie.
So it still works.
I mean, it worked, but in the back of my head, I'd be always thinking, like, man, I hope this bitch crying for real.
What if she's crying while she's sucking your dick? Would you make her stop?
No, that's because that's coming down.
Yes, that's not crying.
So that's extra drip.
That's just, that's
your
okay.
Nose get the running.
Yeah, that's extra drip. Yeah,
your
yeah,
eyes
see?
Start watering.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that just
okay.
Means
yeah.
She's doing a good job. She's going
extra
well.
Extra drip is always.
Because she's having a good time.
A gag will make you cry sometimes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so yeah, I yeah, understand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Nose get the running. Eyes yeah. Get the
or when you're like, please, I want him to come. I can't take it no more. My jaw hurts.
You know.
I'm so mad at him, but I got to try to keep him.
You know what? And I... Whatever it takes to, you know what I'm saying, get the head is always cool, you know, so. You know,
have you ever stayed with somebody you didn't really want to be with just because you felt bad?
Okay, this is how it usually happens. Niggas sometimes end up with a girl below their means because they be fucked up at some point in time. And they be like, okay, I need somewhere to post up at where a bitch gonna take care of me.
Damn.
And then what happens is they come up and they be like, you know what? I'm too good for this bitch. But they can't leave her because she was so loyal in the beginning. So they gotta just stay with her like, God damn. I wish I wouldn't have just fucked with her in the first place.
That was a lot of details.
I know.
Because I've been in like three of those. I've been in three of those.
I'm speaking from experience.
Yeah, I've been in three of those.
I see a tear coming out of the
eye. You know, black girls don't let you break up with them. You're like, you know, you just can't leave. They're hard to break up with, man.
Really? I don't know about that.
There's a lot of niggas in here right now do not want to be with the bitch they with right now.
I think women do that more than men.
This shit right here is just to get in good so they ain't fighting later on. Like, let's go. Let's just go to the show, bitch. You know what I'm saying? They might not be getting on.
And women, we have a hard time breaking up with y'all, though, sometimes.
No, yeah. Fuck, we don't.
Yes, because he's paying the rent. He's paying for the car. And you like, fuck, now I got to pay the rent. No,
like, I'm very
just
comfortable.
Keep fucking with this nigga this month.
And that's one thing I never understood is a female can be doing good as hell all by herself, paying her rent and everything, car note and all that. But then as soon as a nigga move in, now you want me to, like, you was just holding this shit down, dolo.
And now it's your turn.
We gotta save.
And now it's your turn.
You just had this shit held down.
You'll be like, it's time for me to save up.
I need to spend my money on.
Save up for retirement.
At least go half. Like, damn, no, I just gotta come
you
right
you probably
on.
Keep the lights on in the crib and be eating all the food.
But that's what happened. I got spoiled because I was in two relationships in the projects and they had free lights and gas. So I never really had no responsibility like that. So when I get in regular cribs, they be like, turn the motherfucking heat off. Like, why? It's free. Like,
open the window. Turn the heat up and open the window.
Yeah, cross breeze. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever been with somebody who didn't have money to pay for stuff, but you see them keep popping up with their own shit, like brand new clothes, brand new hairdo?
You know what? This is how I feel about a female. The more you don't ask for me, the more I want to give you. Mm. You know what I'm saying? But if you always ask, like, I just like to know that you could get it for yourself if you had to.
Right.
And then I don't mind getting it. I don't like feeling like a bitch is coming up just because she with me. Like, this is what I start doing because girls start always wanting to just go to their most expensive restaurant whenever I ask to go on a date. So now what I do
come
is
out them pockets.
Now I'll be like, well, we just gonna get carry out. Like, so what do you want off the menu? And then they never know what the fuck the restaurant got. You know what I'm saying? So I'll be like, you don't eat there. So we're not going there. Like, if you can't give me something right now off Ruth Chris menu, we not going there, bitch.
I want the stuffed chicken and sweet potato soup.
I wouldn't ask y'all that shit.
I would ask y'all the crab cakes with the drawn butter.
Okay.
See, I ain't got time for none of that shit. See, y'all, I would just come over there with something to eat already. Like,
that's smart.
Like, I bought you some food, babe. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever used like a coupon or a Groupon?
No, hell no.
Ladies, how would you feel if a guy did that to you? I don't mind that. Listen.
I mean,
how do you even whip it out?
Like, not on the first date. Like, we can go to the spa on a 2-for-1 Groupon, right? But that can't be our first date.
Where do they got menus, coupons for what?
Groupon.
Oh, you talking about going online?
Or like on American Express, I'll be using my points.
That's too much, bro.
You
don't need to be going on a date if you need to do all that before you go, period.
But you could save some money. You might be like, this is an amazing deal.
But you know what? I shop on Groupon all the time.
See, I don't like the girls that make you feel cool with being weak as hell. Like, yeah, it's cool, babe. We're saving a couple dollars, so it's cool. But you still in the back of your head like, did I get a Groupon or a Red Lobster? Like,
we gonna talk shit about you.
Best believe you all in the group chat.
He only saved me out when
he got a Groupon.
And then I always feel like somebody there know I just used this bitch. Like, like they back at the register, like, Doggy Bone just used the Groupon of this bitch. Because, like, so, you know.
That's some Mary shit. I don't feel like you should take it. Yeah,
when you
married,
you can do shit like
when
that.
When it's
like,
y'all money type shit.
Like,
but anything other than that, unless he do it on a sneak and I don't know about it.
Because
how you going to know if he does it sneaky?
If we married, we both know that we fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
But if, we fucked up together in that case.
If we just kicking it, I don't want you to know my whole situation right now. You know what I'm saying? So, still trying to hide that. You know, so, yeah, I can't do the Groupon off rip.
No.
You know? Now, J-Bo, do you have your phone on you?
No. Well, I don't know why.
You got it?
Yes,
your phone at?
I don't.
Cause we
why?
I don't have my phone.
Can we bring his phone?
Somebody over here got it.
Where's your phone?
I don't know. You got my phone? I don't know.
Who got his phone? Bring
it. What y'all about to do?
No, what you about to do? We need to see your phone.
Is that my phone?
Yeah, come on. Yeah.
That's his phone. That's his phone.
Even better. I don't know where
my... Is my phone... Oh, give me your phone there, Juan.
No, you can't use his phone. We need your phone.
Damn.
We want to see the last thing you Googled.
Pornhub? Nigga, shit, hey. What the fuck? Same thing everybody Googled last.
That's
nigga.
Probably the last thing I Googled, too.
Niggas ain't... Listen, you're not about
Depending
to make me feel bad. The last video I watched had 2.9 million views, nigga.
That was a good
And they
look.
Ain't all mine. So, shit. Somebody else watching this shit with me.
2.9 million people.
That's what I'm saying. You just can't. See, I've been fucking up and doing some of the shit in there. You know, some of the pornos got regular sex. You be like, that's cool to do. But then some of the other ones, you be like, you know what? I'm going to see if she go for that. Like, you ever, like...
I want an example.
Okay, first off, okay, uh-oh. Like, the other night. So...
I watched the
porno, and I seen the nigga slap the bitch. Bow. And then after he slapped her the first time, he was getting the head. So he slapped her while he getting the head. Bow. Then the second time, he went down, got some of the slob off of the head, then slapped her with the slob. Bow. You know what
Damn.
I'm saying? So I'm like, shit. Bow, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, and she like went for it. I'm like, oh, I'm lit, you know what I'm saying? So I've been doing a lot of different shit in the pornos, and I've been realizing pussy holes have got a lot bigger nowadays. Like,
what?
Because I used to be a fingerer, and you know, back in the day, when you finger a girl...
When you were 12, probably. That's the problem. Now they're grown.
No. I ain't gonna lie. I fingered all the way till I was about shit. You know, that's usually
what?
My first...
Till a few days ago.
No, that's right. Usually my
two
first...
Two days ago?
He was fingering a bitch this morning. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's... You know, that's
not always
bad.
The first move, because I like to do that, and then I like to get it up there and then see
Smell
what it,
it
is.
Yeah.
And then I know if I want to move on, you know? So I used to finger with two fingers.
But now
you can... Like, I had a football in this girl the other day. I'm talking about spread out like a spatula. Like, I'm flipping eggs in that thing. You know what I'm saying? So when I got the foe in there, I remember the movie that I seen where a girl had got fisted.
Oh, my God.
And that's what I was about to say. You had four, you might as well go ahead and ball that fist
up. And that's
what
I said. So I'm like, if I got four, she can take five. You know what I'm saying?
Might as well ball that fist and keep it going.
That's a whole hand.
But after I did that, I realized...
You ain't even want that pussy no more.
No, what it was,
so
I was like...
punching her.
I probably should have did that last because you really don't want to follow
now
the fist up.
Don't fit in
yeah,
there.
I ain't got no fist dick. You know what I'm saying? So I probably should have... You don't want to blow it out and then follow
what?
Up with the rego dick. Like, oh, no, that really... So I probably shouldn't have led with the fist, you know, but...
And then you felt bad, like, damn.
Yeah, I'm like,
she probably
damn.
Was like, put the fist back in.
Yeah, that's why I'm like, let me go back to
She's
the
like,
fist.
Let me show that fist again, baby.
I went on back to the fist, like,
give me that fist, baby.
Yep, so...
Now, let me ask you this. As we see with Instagram, right, they taking away likes on Instagram. It's an experiment. How do you feel about that?
I didn't know they was doing that. With Instagram, I really just... post my shit and then go and look at my timeline to see who responded. And when I do that, I see who on there. But Instagram will kind of fuck your life up if you be on there too much. I ain't gonna lie. So
why you say that?
See, it used to be cool.
Too much drama. I heard
it's
you.
Too much drama. Like, bitch, this inbox is just for you. Like, you're not supposed to be screenshotting and showing niggas what the fuck I didn't say to you.
That's why you got to be careful.
But you never know. They always seem like she cool as hell, but then they don't be, Angela.
Guys do that shit too, though. The first person that ever screenshotted me was a guy. Like,
Instagram is sweet as hell because it's like, bitch, you cute and I kind of got your number already. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could text you if I want. Like, just imagine you already got the bitch you like number to text. Like, yeah, what's up, baby? I seen you. But you didn't see her.
But have you ever screenshotted a conversation and sent it to one of your homeboys?
Uh-uh. Mm. Nope.
How about a nude?
Nope. Nah, I probably did this. Like, nigga, I probably showed.
Yeah.
But
wait,
where
did you... Oh, you mean showed on, like, FaceTime or something?
No, like, right here. Like, right, you know what I'm saying?
No, I don't know what you're
like,
doing.
Say a woman
like, if I got a nude in my phone, I'll probably
like
show my boy.
Like, if he had his phone on him right there, he would showing up.
I thought you meant your nude.
Oh, no, no, hell no, hell
what?
No.
I was like, wait.
I don't really take them bitches like that.
But you do a little bit.
I have like before, that. Yeah, I have before. Because I ain't gonna lie, I ain't got a cold one day, and I just saved that one and kept sending that same one.
Like, what's the angle that you held the phone?
I ain't gonna lie. I held it on
underneath.
The tip. I held it so you could see like a little curve in it. So I like tilted it like that. So I ain't gonna lie. It had a little shadow on it.
Shadow.
I was like, nigga, you look cold on there, boy. You look cold on that one.
You know.
Yeah, I don't know if fellas be taking dick pics,
no,
but you ever?
That's what I be wondering. Like, what are y'all thinking when y'all take that picture?
When I took my dick pic, I was like, this nigga need a fit on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I was like, that nigga look cool as hell right there. He need to have a fit on and some buffs. I was like, he should have some buffs. That dick need a buff on him, like.
Were your feet in the picture?
You know, but my dick looked like it looked like it had feet and everything. I'm like, this nigga's alive
right
here.
Like a Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
Mr.
Exactly.
Potato Head.
Exactly.
Are you shaved?
No, I don't. Hell
no.
You
manscaped? Do you cut it down a little bit?
No, I didn't know. I ain't gonna lie,
you need to manscape, she said.
You know what? I didn't know y'all was cool with that.
Like, so you ain't down there cool with a fro and some beady beads.
Like I always kept my shit regular. Like, yeah,
it's
not
beady
beads because I got a nice gray hair and so my dick hair is kind of
nice
straight.
Hair.
You know, I got
your
nice,
beard got a little.
I got a nice gray down there. You
so
know
you
what
should
I'm saying?
you should get a little scissor and like trim it down.
You
a little
have
bit.
To.
Yeah, that's just rude.
You
yeah.
know what? Now that four badass females is saying it's cool. You
yeah,
know, what I'm saying I
do
might
that.
Go ahead.
We like that.
You know, because
and guess what? It's going to make it look an inch or two bigger.
It sure is.
Okay, yeah. Well, I'm going to do that.
He knows all about it.
He said, yeah, because when I did that shit, my shit grew like a motherfucker.
That nigga needed some help. That nigga shaved his armpits and everything. Fuck it. He shaved all the hair off. Shit.
Yeah, use the clippers. Don't use a scissor. You might hurt yourself.
Now, I did feel bad for a girl actually last night. Cause she
you fucking a lot of bitches.
You know what? I have been promiscuous lately, but
okay. Nothing wrong with that.
But I've been safe. I've been real safe.
That's good. That's
so
good.
But I did think about the girl last night and I was like, I don't know if I'm the only nigga fellas, but I was like, she was sucking my balls and I was like, it's a lot of hair down there.
That's
I felt bad. I'm like, I'm sorry that you got a choke on those.
No,
you know
and,
what I'm saying?
And you know what? If you've never done it the first time, you like when you start, you're gonna love it. It's gonna be like fun.
See,
his
shit was
probably linty and all kind of shit.
No,
but see, this the
like
thing. I'm scared to fuck around and get a hair bump, and then y'all
no,
ain't gonna believe me.
Like,
oh
no! Don't take it all away, y'all. Don't take it all away, y'all. Just cut it down.
You can use clippers.
Just cut it down.
Oh, so don't Brazil. My shit.
No, don't Brazilian
oh,
okay. shit. No, yeah.
All right,
no,
okay.
No, 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 no.
Oh, I'm about to fuck up.
Lead a Brazilian. Lead a Brazilian to us.
I'm about to have a leukemia
yeah,
dick.
That
like,
was
yeah,
gonna look
baby.
Crazy. No.
Leave
no,
the
no.
Brazilians to the women.
No, don't
and just trim
razor,
it down a little
use
bit.
Use the clippers. I'm
right, so
trim
just,
it down a little bit.
So put a little tape
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
it.
Still, yeah. Exactly.
Now wait, when we get to that, should guys shave like their asshole to area?
Whoa.
A little bit. I mean, if you get there,
how do you do that?
You squat.
You probably
you
put like one
you have to squat. You have to squat to
get there.
Now, if you plan on getting that salad toss, then you should probably. But if you just a regular nigga, you don't need to do that.
But you won't have shit stuck in your ass?
No, you got to get you a baby wipe and get that together. But you don't need to be trying to shave no asshole here. Because ain't nobody supposed to be back there to notice it's there. Like, nigga, how you know it was hairy?
So you ever fuck with a woman and she had hair on her ass?
I did. But it didn't bother me because I wasn't fucking with it no way. So I'm like.
But when you hit from the back and her ass cheek spread, you saw
right.
the ass fro.
It's
and
like
it
you with
it.
I didn't mind that. I don't mind.
Did you stick your thumb in it?
I always do that. I always try to thumb. I always try to thumb.
Why?
Just to see what this bitch is going
to
do.
Check the temperature.
It feels good to me.
I don't know about ladies
in the audience, but I like a thumb in my butt.
Yeah, see, I like
when he hit in front of the back, grab that shit like a bowling ball.
See, I ain't going to lie. I like to...
Strike.
I like to use this finger and push down.
Now you're doing too much.
That sounds painful.
Grab the ass cheek and stick your thumb in there like a bowling ball while you're hitting that thing from the back.
Oh, no, I've
done that. You know what I'm saying? And you're good.
But I like the sad boy, too.
Have you ever smelled your thumb after and been like...
Yeah, I have. And a lot of... I ain't gonna say a lot of times, but a couple of times, it smelled like popcorn. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, I like this.
You got a cheese corn ass.
That don't sound bad. It wasn't
like, ugh. It was just like, that, I don't know if that's the smell or
did
what.
Did it taste like popcorn too?
See, she trying to see if I didn't ate some ass. See,
a little Redenbacher.
You said it.
Jiffy
Pop.
This is what I always say. Nah, you not gonna never say I eat ass.
Okay.
But you might say I ate ass.
Come on with it. Listen, you this close anyway. When you licking the pussy and you like some guy about to stick their hole inside the tongue inside the pussy hole.
You stop.
Right there.
It wasn't my first stop. You know what I'm saying?
Stop.
I just happened to, damn, I didn't know I was going to get there from
that
there.
Yeah.
And then...
And you worked your way back up.
And I just seen the reaction like, ooh, she got to tripping. Like, let me go ahead and finish this off. This is going to lead to something good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
have you ever been disappointing in bed? Like, you felt like you really didn't put it down?
You talk about after I bust?
Well, before or after, but you just knew it wasn't your best performance.
Yeah. I mean, I ain't, but I didn't trip. You know what I'm saying?
Of course you didn't trip.
Like, I ain't really, but yeah, it been times where I probably could have killed that a little. But I probably didn't want to. Because
guys always want to do a good job.
No, listen, I'm telling you, sometimes niggas want a girl to come back for sure. And then sometimes niggas be like, I just want to hit something real quick. You know what I'm saying? So if it's one of the girls that you want, like, I want her to come back, chill. Nigga gonna try his best, pop a perky, everything, try to kill that bitch. But, you know, if it's just...
Did you ever apologize? Like, man, I'm sorry.
No, you see, I'm a comedian, so I always just say
like
something.
Make a joke funny.
Yeah, I was like, game time, boo. You know what I'm saying? It's over with or whatever.
Ladies, have you ever been with a guy who just plays too much?
Yes.
I'm one of them niggas. Like,
get out of here.
Is this for everybody? I don't want to just
be
grabbing shit.
Of course,
you know?
Of course.
Do you want to drink?
Nah, I don't drink. Y'all, can we smoke some weed up here?
Yeah.
Dang, wine, is it one raw? Oh, Josh, hey, Josh, bring that blunt out here.
Bring that blunt out here.
It's my homeboy, Black Hippie, man. What's up, boy?
Bring his phone, too.
Appreciate that, brother.
Who got his phone? You got his phone? Because we still want to go through that phone.
You got some good friends.
Just say no.
I'm telling you, the shit that I look up on...
Don't steal my lighter either.
No, I'm going to get right back. I look up wild stuff, but...
What's wild stuff?
The other day, I was looking up thick Brazilian BBWs. And then the computer added fucks a horse on there. I said, whoa.
I doubt that's one of the first things you know.
The cookies did it.
You know how to drop down? When you start Googling something and the drop down of all the frequent sounds.
You know what? I'm going to Google that right now and see if that's what happened.
Okay, it might not happen on your phone,
you
but what I'm saying
is... You nasty nigga.
You is nasty.
Don't smoke after him. We good.
Your mouth just as flicked as mine. Look, we all done did some shit.
No, it's not. I don't fuck horses or watch people that do it either.
That's so?
He said so.
Look, no.
What I'm saying is this. I didn't want to. It's the anxiety, man. Like, you ever just go on the site and be like, man, I'll never be able to see all these movies. So I just, you know. It's just so many on there. So I just been watching.
What's the longest amount of time you've been watching porn for until you found something you liked?
You know what? That's the art. Pornhub is just like Netflix. You be like, nigga, I don't know. I ain't going to jack off to this one.
On to the next one.
You see the one. Like, you know, first off, if you've been watching porn for a long time, nigga ain't just watching no rego. Like, it got to be at least a little cream in that motherfucker. Like, that pussy ain't creaming or something live as hell. It ain't. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? I need some extras. A little squirter or... I need to see something wild in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Do you have any videos that are like your go-tos? Like, you know that this is a sure video.
I'm going to tell you one freaky bitch that always
make it happen.
Jada Fire is a freaky ass. Listen.
Oh, the women like her too.
Is she from here?
That little bitch there will do it every time. I swear to God.
He said no.
The women seem to like her more than the men out here.
Because the bitch is
Does she do lesbian porn?
She do everything
That's
porn.
That's why the women
she
like
do
her.
Everything.
Everything porn.
Horses?
I ain't never seen her fuck a horse, but she everything except that. She done did it. Google Jada Fire. She was lady I seen squirt personally.
Have you seen it personally? When you say personally, like, has anybody squirted on you?
Yeah. See, this is the thing about squirting. I don't know how real it is. Because I don't think my grandma and them squirted back in the day. So I'm trying to figure out when this shit started.
Nana was squirting.
Mama, Granny.
Big Mama was definitely squirting.
Go back and find the first squirt porno. I bet it didn't drop to like 2000. Like that shit just
came
up.
That don't mean it wasn't happening though.
Ain't no old head to squirt.
It was an embarrassing thing back then.
Yeah, because she was embarrassed to piss in your bed. That's what it was. Like, I ain't going.
You didn't see anal back in the day.
They been getting fucked in the ass. That's a sodomite. They been.
But what
fucking.
I'm saying is, in porn, they didn't have anal back in the day.
I saw it back at the age of 14. I seen a girl get fucked in the ass with Vaseline on a porno.
Wow, Vaseline. That sounds painful.
I did. So, what was we talking about? Oh,
I don't know.
Jada.
Squirting. Grandma squirting.
So okay, now I have had squirters.
Okay, and now, remember the first time somebody squirted on you?
I had the sticky squirt, and then I had the hot squirt with an aroma like, bitch, uh-uh.
She peed.
That's
she peed.
That's urine.
But what did you do?
I kept going because at the end of the day, it's wet. You know what I'm saying? So while you fucking, whatever's wet is cool. You know what I'm saying?
Her bed or yours?
It was mine.
So you her bed?
Yeah, she wet
so
my
she
shit
up. So she peed in the bed. No, she peed.
So you don't care about pee or periods?
No, I care about periods.
You said as long as it's wet.
Periods is wet.
Periods is wild. Like, I don't.
So you're not running no red lights?
I'm
sorry. You have, though.
I really don't even like girls around me on their period. I wish they would just stay in the house.
What if it's your house?
Because I don't like when you. Why would you come over here? Knowing. You knew I wanted to fuck. You know I ain't want to do nothing but fuck.
That's a good time to get a blowjob.
That's what I'm saying, but that blowjob is going to make me want some ass, and you can't do it. So
put it in her butt.
Yeah, you the ass is fine. It's the pussy that's fucked up now.
The ass don't never bleed.
The one thing about me is...
Yes, it does.
Look at her. She done had her
but
little...
you put it in the ass, it'll bleed.
Had her little treads, boss. Look, what I'm saying is...
She talk about you here.
I just don't want to. I don't like fucking in the ass first. Like, that don't seem cool. Like, just straight to the ass. Like, maybe after we've been fucking
for
about...
I mean, that's her period.
See, you
go from the mouth to the ass.
Right.
That's a relationship shit. For real. For me to come back after I done took this out your ass and put it in your mouth, bitch, we baby go together.
No, from the mouth to the ass.
So straight from the mouth to the ass.
Yes.
I like you hoes, you know. I mean, I didn't mean to call you, but I ain't calling y'all hoes individually.
Wait, what?
Look. Let me explain.
Right,
Next guest coming to the stage.
You understand what I'm saying? Because let me explain it to you. I'm not calling y'all hoes individually, but any group of girls, when they get together, that's the hoes. Like, right now, if nigga was calling, like, man, where the hoes at? Nigga, like, down at the Garden Theater. Nigga, like, I'm not calling all of y'all hoes, but this where the hoes at.
And that's what we be calling y'all, too.
Exactly. Right. So we're not going to get offended.
Because we was like, yo, our hoe Jay will come in to do the show.
Bring his hoe ass out here.
I ain't seen that hoe in a while.
Right.
I don't mind any of this.
That hoe smoking.
It's been a minute since I seen that hoe.
That hoe smoking.
I wonder how that hoe been.
Get that smoking asshole.
But listen, we do appreciate you for coming through because we got a couple more guests that we need to bring to the stage. But
no doubt.
You were just as fun.
This was fun as shit.
As we not letting her go. Listen, I'm going to tell you, I'm not going to lie. He got a little Hollywood. I was like, yo, see if we could get Jay Will on the show. He was like, yo, you got to call my people.
You know what?
And then, you know, then they wasn't hitting me back.
My people would get
it. It wasn't even that. It was like.
Uh-huh.
She should have led the conversation with that. We would have treated your whole ass different.
Right.
You know what? I only called you one hoe. You got.
Wow. I only called you one hoe.
Well, now I feel better that we did it 17 times.
But I like y'all. Y'all swaggy as hell. Y'all see that Gucci and Balenci and broken backboarded up and okay. Shattered backboard. I'm sorry.
Shattered backboard.
I like y'all
swag.
Can we
see you with your Adidas?
You know, I'm chilling right now. I'm chilling. You
know, they lit though. They got all the animal prints.
These some little freaky deekies. But,
yeah, they lit.
I appreciate y'all got Detroit versus everybody on y'all rapping.
That's right.
Yeah, so, you know, we had to rep for the D.
Tommy Walker.
You know we had to rep for the D.
And this is what I also want to say this, Angie, before I leave. I appreciate you not feeling like you had to put one Vogue female on your cast just to even it out, and you just got all fine ass, cool ass, bad females, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of shows like to talk in the real and shit like that. They always feel like they gotta have a couple little bogue ass females on their show to make everybody feel comfortable and shit. But nigga, you know, as niggas in the joint looking forward to these shows, like they don't wanna see you, Joy Behar, you know what I'm saying? So,
oh my God.
But anyway, just thank y'all for being fine. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate you.
Yeah, no doubt.
Thank you. Now, like that shit again, gave my lighter back.
I almost got her.
I almost got her. Cause your shit then went out because you was talking.
You know what?
I'm gonna have it for you.
Can I have it at the end of it?
No.
You need it right now.
I need it now.
You could call his people and get your lighter back.
Yeah. Nah. That's my Magic City lighter.
Put it with your phone.
I like that lighter.
All right, there you go.
Thank you. Y'all see it say Magic City on it. It's okay. Mine. And I'm putting it back in my city. Yeah, Magic City.
Okay.
She don't play with that lighter. She put it down her shirt.
This is probably the most fun I had doing anything. And shout out to Angela Yee because if y'all don't know, she has been tapping in to Detroit culture like a motherfucker. Like, I done heard so many of the Moolah Films movies on Breakfast Club. Then she mentioned my name personally one day. Like, oh, you talking about Comic J. Will? I was like, she know me.
That's because I showed your video to everybody at work when your face swole up.
And I appreciate that.
It was hilarious.
From the Beijing, that shit was too funny.
It was fucking funny.
That shit was scary.
But like, did it hurt?
You know what? It didn't hurt. That's why I made the jokes. I'm like, I must be straight, but I didn't know.
How long did it stay swollen?
You were
like
bold
that?
For that shit.
This what happened. Like, see, y'all not from Detroit, so I
sweetest
went.
Sweetest day.
Sweetest day. A nigga was like, look, man, I see you thinning out in the front, my baby. You know what I'm saying? I know you're going to that little show, and I got something for you. So I'm like, well, nigga, what you got for me? He like, nigga, it ain't that. But it's called hair follicles. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, shit, what did it do? He's like, it's just gonna darken up that little front a little bit for you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, well, fuck it. Let me get a little bit. You know, nigga don't want the whole paint job, but like, let me get a little bit just to see. So the nigga,
just give me a little outline.
What if you did a lot of it? Jesus,
nigga, my shit probably would have bust. But so he gets the spraying. I hear him. You know what I'm saying? So. He finishes. I look in the mirror. I'm like, damn, I'm 19. You know what I'm saying? So
I
loved it. I loved the shit. I was taking pictures. I called all the girls in my phone on FaceTime. Like, hey, what's up, dog? You good?
Look, hitting all the angles.
Yeah,
and
niggas,
shit.
Niggas always call bitch? All their girls when they get that cut. Like, you good? So yeah. So it lasted for that first day. And then, see, what you don't know is, it's a technique to this shit. Like, to do it the right way or it'll rub off on everything. So, that next day, I looked at my pillowcase. It was all black. And then I went to the bathroom and looked at my head. And that motherfucker looked like a porterhouse. Like, my head, you like... I was so scared. So, nigga, I ran to the worst hospital in Detroit. I went to receiving, right? So, look, this what niggas don't know. My head wasn't even that size at first. Receiving gave me the wrong medicine and swelled my shit up some more. That's why that next video, my shit was fat as hell.
It was getting bigger.
So I had to go to Botsford the next day and get the right medicine.
I thought that was part of the process.
Nigga, receiving
gotta
gave
get worse
me,
before I get better.
Them niggas gave me some shit like, man, I think you just got a migraine, my baby, so you go ahead and take, like, so that's what happened. But I ended up going to Botsford, getting the right pill, and everything ended up turning out straight.
I bet you, if you put that on your privacy, it'll make that swell up.
You know what? I should try it, huh? I should, because I ain't getting
they
that
fixed.
They'd
be like, damn, I don't remember that being that big.
Hey. Angela, you just gave y'all some game. You know what I'm saying? Do it, shave it, and then spray it and swell him up. All right. So look, and since I can I ask you a question right here in front of everybody? I have a podcast as well. It's called The Weed Bar.
I've seen
where we smoke weed, we kick it and chill and everything. Is it any way that I can get y'all to come and do my podcast with me?
Well, we leave tomorrow, but absolutely.
I'm going to call your people because you got people for real. So I'm going to call the people that we know.
I'm going to do the same shit you did to me. I'm here.
So I'm going to call your people. We're going to set it up. We're going to make sure everything dope for y'all. Lamb chops, like, you know, shots of Remy, the lobster tails. Whatever y'all want.
Whatever
y'all
want.
Yeah, we're going to
we ain't got that.
Just know, you always welcome anywhere I'm at. The Weed Bar is your home. We will take good care of you whenever you come through. I swear to God. I swear we're going to take care of all of y'all. Good care.
Okay, send us some weed, too, to the room.
Whatever you want. Just holler at me. Whatever y'all need, we got y'all, all right?
All right.
Thank y'all so much
for having
me.
Thank you, Jay Will.
Holler at y'all, man. God bless y'all, Detroit. One love.
Yes.
Give Gigi her lighter.
I got it. All right, we just got to make sure. She slid it down her shirt.
Yes, I did.
Well, that was fun.
It's in my right titty.
We got two mics over there? Yeah, somebody get it, because we got two guests coming out right now that I know y'all are excited for. All right, so let's give it up for Icewear Vezo and Sada, baby!
Khalil.
Benzo,
you ain't get us nothing?
No,
he ain't get us shit. Look at him.
Listen, what happened was I was in a rush.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So Sada Heart was big enough for the both of us.
Oh, that is so nice.
Thank you so much.
Dang, we got some Awet.
He's my favorite.
We got some. Okay.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
And we got Rose. That is so
sweet.
Oh,
shit. We got a bottle.
What up, though?
It's lit. Bezo ain't got his ring on tonight.
Again.
Listen, I ain't wearing my shit because I feel like arguing. Yeah.
So as soon as he see me backstage, he goes, I don't got my ring on again. So for those of y'all that know, he did a lip service live last time.
In New York.
In New York. And we know he's married. So I'm like, well, where's
your
ring?
Shout out to
they attacked me last time. They triple teamed. They got up. It's all love.
Would y'all be okay if your husband didn't wear a ring and y'all were married? Come on.
What if he took care of shit and made sure everything was everything?
No.
And he took care of you.
No.
But listen, though, some of these motherfuckers got niggas who wear their ring and they still don't do right.
What's your point?
No.
I do right.
Sada baby can't wait to get married and wear a ring.
What'd you say?
Because I know you're going to have a fly ring that you're probably going to design.
Facts.
See? That's all I'm saying.
I ain't in a rush to get married. I'm going to get married, though.
Okay, you're not in a rush. And I just have to say, when we listen to your music, we realize you fuck a lot of other people's bitches.
Oh, wow.
A lot.
Have you ever been in a bad situation?
Because of that?
Yes.
No.
Like, what's the rule about going to somebody's house when they have a man?
You don't really go to nobody's crib. That's some wild shit.
Back in my day, if you went
that's
to the
not
house.
Not here, not in Detroit. You don't go to nobody's house.
Only rule is take a strap. Be prepared.
Return with the strap.
Yeah.
But it's kind of your own fault, right? If you know somebody got a man, you can't be mad at the dude for...
The dude don't need to be mad at the dude.
Why?
Because he's the bitch for it. Shit.
What if y'all know each other?
That's dirty. So,
that's still the bitch for it.
Because I know you know everybody in the D, though. So you...
That's what I'm trying to tell you. So, you feel me? What he mad at me for?
Okay, so it's the woman's fault. You know what I realized too? Because as women, we tend to get mad at the other woman a lot. Right? Like,
yeah, y'all need to be mad at the nigga. You feel me? Y'all be taking it the wrong way. If a bitch catch a nigga cheat, be mad at dudes. Stay out that bitch DM. That ain't gonna do nothing for you. You feel me?
I'm gonna tell you why it happens though, because you know you can beat up the woman, but you can't really beat him up.
You don't know that. You fuck around.
I think so.
Hell no. She fuck around. Be tougher than both of y'all. Beat both of y'all ass. What are you talking about?
Many ladies in here have gotten mad at the other woman, even though it was really a man's fault. Keep it real.
They're not gonna be honest. I know I'm not gonna be honest.
This motherfucker tonight. Man. Hey man, y'all repping the city, man. Don't cap, man. Keep it 100.
Cause
niggas get mad at the niggas and the ladies get mad at the ladies. That's the whole play. That's just how I go.
I don't have to talk all my friends up here. Like, first of all, why you mad at this girl? She don't owe you nothing.
I mean, you really be mad at both of them, especially if the woman know that he has
absolutely
a girl, right or wrong.
Especially if she know, and especially if she know you.
Yes.
Then bitch, you all the way.
That's
wrong.
Different though. We ain't talking about all situations. Don't be a third party where everybody know each other. You feel me? You know your spouse. You know who you land down with, so you get mad at them.
Now, this city small though. Motherfuckers living in small cities. Everybody be knowing everybody.
And then it's still lames though.
Yeah.
Oh, mama. Everybody don't know everybody.
That's true.
Hey, life is stressful enough. Luckily, getting birth control is one less thing that you have to worry about. With Pill Club, you'll never have to schedule an appointment or wait in line at the pharmacy ever again. Pill Club is a birth control subscription that is delivered straight to your door. Can I tell you how many times I was supposed to go to the pharmacy, the wait was too long, and then I was like, forget it, and then I ended up missing a whole month of my birth control? Most prescriptions are free with insurance or Medicaid, but it can be as low as $3.99 per month without. Shipping is always free and discreet, and Pill Club schedules delivery so you always have your next dose on hand before you need it. So skip the office visit and the line at the pharmacy and join the club. Right now, when you go to thepillclub.com/Angela, our listeners get a special care package with every delivery. That's pillclub.com/Angela to get your first birth control care package. Remember, thepillclub.com/Angela.
Now, speaking of lame, you do have a song out called Lame.
No cap.
Have you ever been a side piece?
Like the sad nigga?
Like, have you ever, you know, been with a chick and you been her side piece, knowing that she had a man, but you was just doing whatever, sneaking around, covering for her, creeping?
Who said don't lie?
Somebody knows something.
Cause she said, I know the truth. Give me the mic.
I ain't never covering for no bitch. That's lame as hell.
If you know she got a man, you wouldn't cover for her?
No.
Damn.
Oh, that's foul. You can't rat on her. You can't be
a rat. What you want me to do? Say her? She ain't trying to say herself.
I don't know. Like, no. Like,
if the guy called, like, say the guy called you or hit you up on Instagram and it's like, yo.
He gonna get horsed. Fuck is you hit me up on Instagram for about your bitch, nigga?
What if you see him face to face?
If I see him, he really gonna get horsed. Ain't nobody about a girl.
He's like, yo, you're fucking my wife. I can't believe this. You ruined my life.
5 seconds later.
All you gotta do is say wrong guy. Just be like, wrong guy. Like, I think you got the wrong person.
No, boy, get the fuck on. I'm not about to explain to him nor her about what they got going on. You know what it is? Go holler at her. Why are you going to put yourself in a predicament to get fucked up? Like, about a bitch?
His girl, though, not just a bitch. His woman.
That's on him. That's a personal problem. Stay at home. Deal with it. That's domestic. Don't bring that shit to me.
Have you ever had your heart broken?
Yeah, no cap.
So what happened?
Why?
How long ago was this?
We want to know.
We want to hear about it.
My first girlfriend.
It's always the first girlfriend that breaks
my first
your heart.
Girlfriend broke up with me. You feel me?
Why?
Shit, I was thotting.
So you broke her heart first?
I don't know if she was heartbroken, but we was young. We was like 16.
Okay. So what happened? She caught you out. How'd she catch you out there?
I really don't remember. I smoked so much weed since then. But I know I was on some bullshit, you feel me?
You said, I know I was on some bullshit.
Yeah, because I had got locked up when I was younger. She held me down and shit, you feel me? Then I got out and just was so happy to be out, you feel me? It was a wrap. Mm-hmm. I fucked it up.
How long was you locked up for?
What the fuck was it? 6 months, something like that.
Damn, 6 months.
That ain't long enough, though. She got to hold it down longer than that.
She should have been able to hold that
She got
to
hold it down longer than that.
Yeah.
I was 16, bitch. That shit felt like 7 years.
Yeah.
Do you blame a woman, like, if you're locked up and she fuck around a little bit? Is it? Do you blame her?
Nah, that's your fault. You got to know who you fucking with. Mm-hmm. You got to know what you're dealing with. I know how to read people. You got to know what type of woman. You know what I'm saying? What type of time she on. My old lady held me down. I'm with my first girlfriend. We still together. That's the one I'm married. You know what I'm saying? She hold it down.
How long
she
did
do
she
it
hold
right.
it down for? How long?
I only did 20 months. You know what I'm saying? But it wasn't about the length.
20 months is 2 years.
But it ain't even
Stephanie's
about...
Stephanie's like, not me.
It ain't about the length, though. You know what I'm saying? Like,
say that.
She played, she played a part I couldn't play.
I was going to hold it down.
Stephanie's trying to hold it down.
20 months ain't long to y'all?
Stephanie lasted 1 week. Two.
No, they talking about no.
It was 2 weeks.
What if she got locked up?
It was 2 weeks and then she broke up with his ass.
Well, you're different because you're married.
Even if I wasn't married, though, that's a part of loyalty. You know what I'm saying?
No, but I was going to hold it down. My ex broke up with me when he went to jail. He didn't want that pressure.
Stephanie, should I remind you?
He was scared to get cheated on. He was trying to save his heart.
Yeah, he didn't want that pressure. You ain't putting no money on his think about butt. That. He didn't want
that pressure. But Stephanie, let's talk about what you did as soon as he got locked up.
I went to Vegas, right? That's what I did?
That type of time y'all be on. That's all bullshit.
I went to Vegas like a week after he got locked up.
And look, as soon as you went to Vegas, his brother called like, man, yeah, man, she down in Vegas right now.
I'm sorry. And it was a Floyd Mayweather chip at a home, but like he had
Bullshit. That's damn the worst than playing to the All-Star game. That's damn the worst than going to the All-Star game.
Yeah,
you
we talked about
bullshit.
It on the podcast. It was a booking. But
yeah, whatever.
She got to turn that down. No, ain't no bookings. She got to make money.
He not around.
Right, that's
fuck
the coin.
The money, though. Yeah. It's all I love. We ain't
can't
doing
just
that.
Just expect us to turn down
the money. That nigga ain't even get his bed yet.
He's still in process.
Nigga ain't even got fingerprinted.
He was still
she
in
done moved on,
tools,
buddy. Ain't even got fingerprinted yet.
Yeah, no, she was getting her money.
I'm scared of you.
He was still in the
tools.
Because
that's one thing for a lot of women, right? We turn down like a lot of things because we're in a relationship. And it could be business-wise, things where we're making money and it's just strictly business. But you think about your man, how he might feel about it. And you're like, okay, I ain't going to do that.
Because niggas be dirty. Niggas be doing shit. Nigga do shit. To the woman, you know, you getting some paper, you getting a bag, but a nigga try to book your old lady just for other reasons, though. Niggas play vicious games. That's why I don't let my old lady, we ain't doing that. She don't need the money anyway.
I'm not going to lie. That does happen a lot.
If a guy wants
to try to talk to you or something, they might have somebody
book
you.
Nigga, what you want? Nigga, they're not overpay you. You know what I'm saying? We ain't moving.
Yeah, overpay,
like
that. All that good stuff.
But that's when you just bring somebody with you and you just do your job and be out. Like, you don't got to do nothing.
Yeah, that's
bring
you curving him.
It's still, you can bring somebody with you, but his intent still was there.
Yeah. That's you only curving him. You can't change what was in his mind, the whole intention.
So should she go get the money or just say no because she knows she likes him?
Oh, we don't need his money. It's all
that shit ain't even an option.
Now, Sada, since you're single, can you date somebody who just had a baby?
I ain't single.
You're in a relationship.
Yeah,
okay.
I don't put my shit on the internet.
Okay.
You hear me?
Oh, that's cool.
Well, that's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, this shit deep out here. You motherfuckers, you know, cuz know how this shit go. You feel me?
All
right, well, you're not married yet. Are you thinking about marriage?
Yeah, for sure.
I just asked on that backstage. I said, bitch,
me and
cuz
just talking about it.
Do you feel like having married friends encourages you to go towards marriage?
You love to see it. You for sure love to see it. I've been at his wedding. I just left my cousin's wedding a couple months ago. You feel me? It's something everybody want to do.
Ain't none of my niggas married. I'm the only one married.
See, that's what
we all was at your wedding, though. Fuck is you talking about?
Yeah, they all came. I'm the only nigga tied to knot.
Let's say you were dating somebody, right? And y'all watching football and she know every football player's name and everything.
Maybe she's a fan.
Yeah, she could be a super fan. But let's say she's cool enough with them that they follow her on Instagram and all that. Would that bother you? Why are you laughing, Stephanie?
Because that's...
I don't know.
I don't know about that either.
I don't know.
She know all the football players' names.
Right, like all of them. Damn.
I don't know about that.
I ain't gonna lie, because I don't know all the football players' names. So I'd be like, what type of tale you
right,
on?
Right, exactly.
You
know?
But she could be a super fan that watch every, you know, all the time and everything. No?
Nah.
That's suspicious.
I'm a super fan. I watch football all the
Stephanie
time.
Was,
I don't be
Stephanie
knowing
was watching football today while we were getting our makeup
done.
And she was standing in front of the TV like, yes! She was like, it's snowing.
Yeah, I love football, but usually who I know, it's either like a superstar like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or niggas that I know in real life. So
Do guys be mad about
like,
that?
Like, if she knows, if she's, if your girl knows every football player and they all follow her on Instagram, I mean.
Pretty much she fucked one of them.
I mean,
or
she's,
all of them.
Something's going on.
Sorry. Bingo.
Something funny is it's going true. On there.
Yeah, or they want to fuck her. Yeah. If she's following back, that's what the problem is, I think. What if she's not following them back?
And he following her?
Yeah, then yeah. That means he's a fan.
No, that don't mean that. That means he thirsty and she trying to be low key.
Follow or no follow, you don't gotta follow a person.
My nigga
to be
the
on
say,
shit.
Yeah.
Most of the people you fuck with, usually you don't follow them because you don't want nobody in your business.
That's a fact.
Now let me ask you this: what would you do if you're dating somebody and they still have pictures of their ex on Instagram, like just old pictures? Do you delete those?
Man, fuck all that.
No,
it'll be gone.
What you trying to remember? What you trying to remember a nigga for? You know, I delete. You know how that nigga
looks. But it's from 3 years ago. It's just still up.
Nah, fuck that.
Fuck that.
I got 5,000, 6,000 pictures of my shit. I went down, deleted all them old
delete
pictures of my old bitches.
All that shit.
Gone.
Delete, 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 delete,
delete,
delete.
All that shit.
So you don't got no women on your Instagram?
No. Go all the way down to my first post. I got selfies. Selfies without the beard.
None at all.
Selfies without the beard.
Okay, so let's pull up your Instagram and
see right now.
Go ahead. Let's see what women are on your Instagram. Because I just was on your Instagram and I saw a woman.
Who you find?
Let's see.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too.
Oh, you seen that? Who?
I don't have to go to say it.
They trying to get you in trouble, bro.
No, he not. He said he doesn't post any women. Think really hard.
For what?
Okay.
He said for what?
I wish we had the screen where we could just pull it up. Exhibit one.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A, Alexis Sky.
Oh. That, see, that don't count. Oh, they playing games, gang. They trying to get you in trouble. Shorty was just dancing.
It's on his page. I didn't break into his
me
email.
Me posting a picture with a bitch listening to my song and me posting a bitch. That's
okay, I'm
different.
Just asking. Okay.
All right, that's just posting a song.
She was the GOAT.
You know she the GOAT as she is.
I don't know. I'm just repeating what you said.
Messy.
What? It's on your Instagram.
Messy.
What did I do?
Pull it up.
Messy.
I just wondered. All right, now let's.
But I'm saying, you know what they was looking for, though. You looking for me to say, like, it's a bitch I was fucking with. No.
Yeah, it's a song. She
it ain't
posted
that.
It. Promo. It's a good promo.
We went from talking about posting your exes, and you talk about a bitch I posted.
Promo.
What's the weirdest thing that's happened to you during sex?
It wasn't even weird. I was trying to get the fuck on. I fake bust. That's it.
Okay, you faked an orgasm.
Yeah, I ain't in no weird types. I ain't on that type of time.
How do guys fake an orgasm? What do you do?
You don't fake it. You just be like, damn, my bust.
You just say, damn, my bust?
Yeah, you hurry up, run in the bathroom, act like you took the condom off, threw the bitch in the toilet. You feel me?
You don't want to inspect the condom? Like, let me see. It don't look like nothing's in there.
You got to get the fuck on. You feel me?
And then, you know, guys get the goosebumps and stuff, so you should know.
I don't do weird sex. I ain't no weird sex. I ain't into
never
that.
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Hell no, I don't
like
do that.
A girl ever tried to spit in your mouth or?
Nah, hell.
Oh my God.
You ever spit in a girl's mouth? No. What you do you do nasty?
Who said that's the shit? I heard somebody out there.
Yeah,
it's good. It's nasty. I like it.
Yeah. Have you ever peed on somebody?
That's a moment thing.
Pee on this shit sound like Savannah Arcade. No.
Mm-mm.
That ain't doing it. That
choking.
Ain't fucking. You peeing on somebody? You don't pee on people.
Choking ain't crazy, though. That ain't weird. That's
regular. Choking is crazy for certain people.
Yeah, choking is like normal.
I mean,
that's regular
choke a bitch
fucking.
Out, but
choking
not just
is
choking.
Normal. Not
that's
to
like,
me.
All right, but peeing and...
What about you? Anybody squirted on your beard ever?
Angela. Because you know that's pee too, right?
Don't do it, school. Don't
yeah,
ask.
I know it is.
I heard that's how you got your nickname.
I got my nickname from Molly.
Nobody ever squirted on you?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, did you love it?
Yeah, proudly. At the time.
At the time, but not after?
Hey, you gotta wash everything off. You feel me?
How did you learn how to eat pussy?
Shit, from fucking.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Because a lot of guys here still don't know how to do it.
You don't watch no...
Make some noise if you met a couple niggas that don't know how to eat pussy.
Oh, my God. That is... Y'all broke my heart.
Y'all ever had to teach him?
Yes. I'm going to teach that
I'm
ass.
Not good at teaching.
I'm
going like,
to show you what
to do. If
he
doesn't do it right, I got to get rid of him.
Because I don't feel like guys are like have that in them to just know how to do it right. It's something that you have to learn still.
Some of them do a real good job.
Yeah, through experience, man. You don't like read no book on this shit or nothing.
But hey, every woman likes to get her pussy ate differently.
Yeah,
so.
No woman likes the same thing.
Yeah, you might think you know how to eat pussy real good.
Just because Tasha and like it, don't mean Kiana gonna like it.
What's your go-to
to
move?
Next girl.
Who the fuck is Tasha?
I'm just using example.
She just makes up a name.
It's Tasha. I'm just using example.
What's your go-to move?
I ain't got no go-to moves.
You don't?
No, man.
You think being able to dance good makes you better in bed?
I don't think that mean nothing.
Because some people think like he got rhythm, you know what I'm saying? So that
know how to work them hips. Fuck rhythm.
I don't know.
You never been with anybody that was offbeat?
Like a person that couldn't dance and then I fucked them?
No, in bed they was offbeat.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Trying to throw it back all offbeat, couldn't catch the rhythm.
Do you stop it or do you continue to go?
You got to take control of the shit.
That's
you ain't
when
about
you just hold them
neck.
Down. You hold them down and just go to work.
Do y'all listen to music during sex ever?
Hell
you listen
yeah.
To your own music during sex?
No, no, that's no. That's plain.
Let me put on my new joint, see how this
yeah. My baby, let's do this new single about it. Drop that. Tell me what you think about it.
Tell me what you think about this new single, bitch. While I dick you down.
You trying too hard with that one.
Yeah, bitch, I'm going to put this dick in you and drop a number one hit. Yeah, it's on the floor.
Nah, but you do like a playlist or you just like...
Oh, you got to put the freaky shit on.
We just have fun. We turn up.
Yeah, good Pretty Ricky.
Pretty Ricky is your go-to?
No, but I'm saying that should be in good, there. They got some good shit. They got some,
AJ,
yeah.
Okay.
They got some fire.
They do got some fire. What's that song?
Care.
I'm up having phone sex with you.
That's the one everybody
knows. The hotline.
You can't. Oh, the hotline.
Yep, yep.
What's some other good sex songs?
Jodeci, Freaking You. Yeah.
Come on, Jodeci. The remix or the original?
They got a remix?
The remix with Wu-Tang.
Hell no. Right. Oh, ain't no Wu-Tang while you fucking?
Wu-Tang.
You fucking a ghost face.
No.
The M-E-T-H-O-B.
I like living in the Twilight Zone because my favorite sex album was the R. Kelly.
No, you can't say that.
No. No. We can't say that.
And I don't know what to do.
We cancel Ara.
I don't got no sex.
I think of pedophiles and shit when that song come on.
We cancel Ara.
Damn it, man. I'm lost out here, God. I need some help. I need suggestions.
She's like, I listen to Michael Jackson, R. Kelly.
Come on. We're not talking about Michael Jackson. We're not talking about
Yeah, leave Mike alone.
Leave Michael alone.
Now, Beza, let me ask you this. How do you know when it's time to settle down for all the guys in here that might be with somebody and they're trying to figure out, is it time to take that next step? It's time to get married. What made you realize it was time?
Yeah, nigga, tell us.
We've been together for so long. That's my shorty. We ride. You know what I'm saying? Everything I've been through, she was always just there with a nigga. So it's like, ain't no point in looking and searching for something that's right there. You
got
know what
it
saying?
Right there.
You just feel it. It's just that's something lit. That happened organically. I always tell everybody that love is an action. You can't tell me you love me if you don't show me. You got to show me you love me. You know what I'm saying? And she showed me through her actions.
You think women saying? Have to be put through a lot of shit?
She been put through a lot of shit. I been through a lot of shit. I'm a street nigga. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? We done did all that, all the cheating, all that, getting caught up, all that wild shit. We done been through all that. You know
Can you
man?
Forgive a woman for cheating?
I can't.
You can't?
Fuck no.
But you would want her to forgive you though, right?
But that's your
Hell
time.
Yeah.
Hold on. You just said we've been all through that cheating and everything. So you cheat. What if she cheated back?
I'm sure she cheated back then, but she ain't let me know. She probably, you know, she probably was protecting dude, whoever it was. I get mad. I ain't gonna lie. I got an attitude problem. I ain't going for none of that shit. I wouldn't do nothing to her. I'd be mad at her, but I don't know. I can't.
But how was good
that.
For you and not good for her?
It's wrong, but that's just what it is. It's wrong. I don't cheat on her now, but that's just how I feel. If I, you know what I mean? She cheat and I ain't forgiving. I can't forgive her.
What if you found out now that like 10 years ago she cheated? Would it
I wouldn't care. That don't mean
okay,
nothing
so don't matter
old.
Now.
Yeah.
What about you, Sada? Let's say your girl cheated
look
on you.
Look at his face. I can't even look at him. I know the answer.
Oh, shit, like right now.
Say some old shit because you done did some bullshit too.
How long is old?
Y'all tell
10
me.
Years.
A year. So, say it's
no,
a year.
Let's say
that's
it was
new.
Six months ago.
2 years.
Say it was when you was doing some fucked up shit too, and then you was like, you found out she
hey,
did.
We ain't talking about me. You said we found out what she was doing.
Cause Because most women cheat out of retaliation, right?
Revenge cheating.
That's true.
Go it's punch true. A wall.
Men can't handle a woman cheating.
Men can't
on
handle it because
y'all
are
weak. No, we can't. This all the time.
Listen.
Men are weak.
No,
I can't handle
it.
Y'all made for forgiving.
I can't handle it. I ain't about to last say, yeah, I'll be a strong nigga. No, I'll be mad as hell.
I'm calling
a bro now.
Clubs
this bitch cheated on me. Oh, my God. I'm calling Juan. Man, cuz. Damn, nigga. What I do, nigga? This shit crazy, nigga. Come get me. You feel me? No, I can't handle it.
And it's okay. I feel like when y'all will break up and then you'll fuck with somebody else and they'll still consider that cheating.
They'll still consider
right.
that cheating.
Right.
That
is cheating.
That is cheating. Talking about that's
you
cheating.
We not together.
How fuck you move on that fast?
Right.
Well, I'm going. What I'm supposed
like,
to
we
do?
We had a break.
Well, how long is she supposed to wait?
You was
least,
already
at
fucking
least 3 years.
You was already
3 years.
What
fuck
the
yeah.
fuck?
Oh my God.
3 years. We need to get fully and completely over each other. This shit just, we gotta know it ain't, it's just not gonna happen. We gotta know that.
Meanwhile, you fucking everything.
Right.
But look though, tell you something about that.
How many women would wait 3 years before they moved on?
None.
How long should you wait?
No.
Not you.
How long should you wait? One day, I
hope. Hey, listen.
That means
listen.
Never love that nigga.
Month, what tomorrow. You think?
She talking about one day.
6 months? What y'all think? 3 weeks?
3 weeks.
One
listen,
day.
Listen, if you waiting a day, you had a nigga lined up already. So I'm beating both of y'all ass.
Niggas right. usually have the bitch
lined
up.
If you wait one day, listen.
It all depends on your lineups.
If you wait one day, you wait one day. And you wait one day, you had a nigga land up. My mama, gang them, we pulling up, we beating y'all ass. My mama.
Now, ladies, let's keep it real, though.
Fuck you talking about.
We
get
all
your
have
ass
guys,
beat.
If your man fuck up, you know that there's somebody you could
break
call.
Break in case of emergency.
Yep, there's
see,
emergency.
See, that's the shit that I don't like, though.
Break in case
how
of
you
emergency.
Got, you shouldn't have no emergency. Now he really got to get fucked. We're going to fuck him up ahead of time just
see,
in case.
See, my problem is that I don't be keeping my side ones. I don't be having nothing
me
lined
either.
Up. And so I end
that.
Up by myself after a breakup for a long time. So I don't feel like there is like a time limit to go and be with somebody else when you break up. It all depends on what you got lined up.
How the fuck you gonna get over me that fast,
lineup,
though?
Then it could be
you
one
over,
day. If you don't
him.
Got a lineup, it could be 1 year.
And
so
just because
like,
a lot of guys
you're not gonna
know. Girls and they're not
him.
Over their girl. They just
yeah.
do it to...
FYI, the nigga
though.
Was
man,
fucking with the bitch
smart.
A month before y'all broke up at least. Maybe
right.
a year
exactly.
or maybe longer.
If you break up with a guy and he got a girlfriend in a couple months, see,
you already know what it was.
Listen, if we get out of a long relationship, I ain't about to break up and then just go get in another relationship.
Niggas do that shit.
But he already had that.
Yeah, but
you gonna
go
fuck
through
a bitch,
that again.
So what's the difference?
She was already the side bitch for mad years, so now exactly. it's pressure because your ass done moved on.
Nobody got no side bitches. That shit corny, man.
They do have side bitches.
Nobody be keeping up. Anybody keeping up with a fool other bitch, man. That shit.
Y'all don't think
shit,
niggas
that
got
shit
side bitches?
Corny.
Even if you ain't got a side bitch, you fucking one way or another.
I ain't
another,
got no side bitches.
Maybe that's not
I'm
what you call
nigga.
Her, but you got pussy on the side.
Hello.
No, man.
You're fucking.
I don't do none of that. I keep it solid. Everybody know me. I can't fuck nobody
faithful?
Here anyway.
You always been a faithful man. I know you're married. Okay, we know.
I haven't, though. I ain't always,
oh, okay.
I ain't always been faithful. I've been faithful during my marriage.
Okay. So what does that mean? You had a side bitch.
I ain't fall in love with no other bitch. I was just fucking hoes.
I was
but that
just
doesn't
fucking
mean you fell
I was
in love
get
with
right
her.
Back.
Uh-uh.
She
look,
just a bitch on the side.
Nah, that's the side. Now, you gotta
to
fuck
you,
with Shorty. You got something on the side. Y'all gotta have some type of bond. Y'all gotta have some type of understanding. Yeah, that's another relationship.
You know,
they
no,
got nothing on
that.
Side.
That means just
they need
no
side
relationship.
January 2nd with her, December 26th for her. You know,
you don't buy the side or thing.
No,
nothing.
If you got another relationship, you putting the same shit that you saying to your main bitch to her. That's lame as hell, man. You can't
no
be making her. You can't make that bitch feel like she your bitch. How you making your bitch feel? You
exactly.
feel me?
But she.
Mama.
So what would you call
I agree with that?
What would you call it? She a hoe.
A bitch that you fucking on side.
She a hoe.
She's a hoe.
Ain't no number saved. None of that lame ass shit.
Does she know that?
But you know, guys who fuck hoes is hoes too.
Niggas can be hoes.
Pretty much.
Niggas really is hoes, though, for real. Niggas be hoes.
You are what you fuck.
Oh,
you
my
are
big
what
cousin's
you
losing his
you
head.
Know
all niggas
be
hoes. Fuck around.
Hoes be hoes. That's just how it go.
Well, listen, I know that our time is up. So this got very interesting with Ice Weird Bezo and Sada Baby. I feel like it was, you know, us versus them. But I do appreciate y'all for coming through because I
know.
That's all I love. Yeah, I know y'all represent for Detroit heavy. And so we wanted to come out here and represent as well.
And thank you for our
gifts. Thank y'all. I appreciate
y'all. And thank you for appreciate the gifts.
It's on the floor.
No problem. No problem.
You like kind of a nice guy in some ways and in other ways.
I know. I'm confused.
I just be high.
He said, I just be high. And Vezza, I always appreciate you. Thank you so much. You always come through anytime I need you to.
Please wear your ring next time you come around us.
Wait, are you wearing your ring tonight?
Where is the ring?
I did that shit on purpose. My ring in my truck. I took it off. Asked my manager, Chanel. She right there. She said, why are you doing that?
I
said,
for me.
I said, because I felt like arguing. Yeah, I came back because I felt like arguing. I'm on that type of time tonight.
You remember to wear 19 chains, but you forgot the motherfucking ring.
No, he purposely took it off in the car.
He took it off on purpose. Would you be mad if your wife took her ring off to do stuff?
No, that's all I love. Like I say, love is an action. I know she loved me. She showed me. Now it's
she definitely does.
Yeah.
She definitely does. And shout out to DJ Slick B, by the way, for coming through today and hooking us up with the music, because I know y'all had a good time.
Slick B, what's cracking?
With that, so.
Cause old.
Again, thank y'all so much. This was legendary for us to be in Detroit and have y'all on the show. So we appreciate it.
Appreciate y'all.
Even if we don't agree on some shit, huh? On our sold out show in the D, baby. Thank y'all.